Yashodanandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Vraja Janaranjana Yashodanandana Vraja Janaranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astotara Shraddha Shri Shriman Abhay Charanaravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya ISKCON Founder Acharya BBT Founder Acharya Savior of the whole world, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Devam Vishnupada Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Stuttari Shabda Shri Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Namachari Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhari Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrajabhumi Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Dwarka Puri Dham ki jai. Shri Prabhupada Sandhiyo Dwarka Dham ki jai. Grandara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya Bhagavatyottama shloke Bhaktir bhavati naishthiki Krishnaya vasudevaya Devaki nandanaya cha Nandagopa kumaraya Govindaya namo namaha. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 3, the status quo, chapter number 9, entitled Brahma's Prayers for Creative Energy. And today we are reading text 35. Rishim Adyam Na Badnati Papiyams Twam Rajogunaha Yanmano Mayi Nirbaddham Prajaha Samsrujato Apite Rushi madhyam na badnati Papi amstvam rajogunaha Yan mano mai nirbaddham Prajaha samsrajato pite Rushi madhyam na badnati Papiyastvam rajogunaha Yanmano mai nirbaddham Prajaha samsvrajato pite Rushimadhyam navadnati Papiyastvam rajogunaha Yanmano mai nirbaddham Prajaha samsrujato pite Rishimadhyam निरबद्धम् प्रजा संसृजदोपि दे ऋषिम आद्यम न वदनाति मापि आंस्ताम रजो गुणः मनोमय निर्बद्धम् प्रजा संसृजदोपि ते ऋषिमाद्यं न वदनाति पापीयां स्वां रजोगुणः यन्मनोमयि निर्बाधम् प्रजाः संसृजतोऽपि ते ऋषिमाद्यं न वदनाति पापीयं स्वां रजोगुणः यन्मनोमयि प्रजाः संसृजतोऽपि ते माताजी ऋषिमाद्यं न वदनाति पापीयां स्वां रजोगुणः यन्मनोमयैर्बद्धम् प्रजाः संसृजतोऽपि ते ऋषिम् आद्यं न वदनाति पापीयां स्वां रजोगुणः यन्मनोमयि निर्बद्धम् ऋषिम् आद्यं न वदनाति यन्मनोमयि निर्बद्धम् प्रजाः संसृजतोऽपि ते ऋषिम् अन्टु द ग्रेट् सेज् आद्यं द फर्स्ट् ऑफ द काइंड न नेवर बध्नाति एनक्रोचेस पापियान विशियस त्वाम यू रजह गुणः द मटीरियल मोर ऑफ पैशन यत बिकॉज मनः माइंड मई इन मी निर्बद्धम कॉम्पैक्ट इन प्रजा प्रोजनी संसृजता जनरेटिंग अपि इन स्पाइट ऑफ ते योर Translation and purport by Abhay Charanaravind, Bhakti Vedanta, Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. You are the original Rishi. And because your mind is always fixed on me, even though you will be engaged in generating various progeny, the vicious bone of passion will never encroach upon you. Purport. The same assurance is given to Brahma in the second Canto, chapter 9, verse 36. Being so favored by the Lord, Brahma's schemes and plans are all infallible. If sometimes Brahma is seen to be bewildered, as in the 10th canto, he is bewildered by seeing the action of the internal potency, that is also for his further advancement in transcendental service. Arjuna is found to be similarly bewildered. All such bewilderment of the pure devotees of the Lord is specifically meant for their further advancement in knowledge of the Lord. ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदाम्यहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं। श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम I humbly beg for the blessings. Savas Prabhu is back and all the other Vaishnavas who are present, I beg for your mercy. So I can speak something that is beneficial for myself because I need that benefit. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:9-35. Rushi madhyam nabadnati papi amstvam rajogunaha yan manomai nirbaddham prajaha samsmriti samsrijatopite. You are the original Rishi. Lord Krishna is actually Lord Vishnu. He is having direct audience with Brahma. He is saying to Lord Brahma that you are the original Rishi, and because your mind is always fixed on me, even though you will be engaged in generating various progeny, the vicious mode of passion will never encroach upon you. This is the beginning of creation. That means before anything existed, this conversation is taking place. Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu, they are speaking. If we go little backwards, we'll understand Lord Brahma was born from the lotus that came from the navel of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Brahma is completely bewildered seeing around there is no one else. Usually when a child is born, there is a big grand welcome. But he is alone and he is very bewildered, and then he is trying to approach the Supreme Personality within his heart. And when he was in that bewilderment, he hears the word tapa. Tapa means perform austerities. Now, in this context, our acharyas describe that Lord Vishnu took mercy upon Lord Brahma and gave him the direction that don't be bewildered, perform austerities, and then the knowledge will be revealed to you. So Lord Brahma has done a lot of austerities for 100 years of his time. And then the fruit of that austerity is that he has received direct darshan of the Lord. Shukdev Goswami says in Srimad Bhagavatam, Deha Bhritan Iyan Artho Hitwa Dambam Bhiyam Shuchi Sandeshatya Harer Linga Darshanam Shravana Adibhi. If somebody has a body, Deha Bhritan, if someone has any material body, the very perfection and the essence of carrying a body around you is to take darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in this context, we can understand that Lord Brahma has achieved perfection by seeing Lord Krishna in front of him. He is seeing the four-handed form of Lord Vishnu. And not only that, Lord Vishnu is glorifying Lord Brahma. And here we see that he is saying, Rushim Adyam na Badnati. That's the first stanza, of, like the first line. Lord Vishnu is saying that, Rishim Adyam, you are the original Rishi, original great sage. Adyam means the original. Na Badnati, will not be encroached. Such a great benediction is being given by Lord Vishnu. Why Lord Vishnu is calling Lord Brahma as Rishim Adyam, the original? Because that time there is no other Rishi. He is the first Rishi. He is the first ascetic. He is the first yogi. And he is the first person who has achieved Lord Vishnu's favor. If you go back in the history, if someone asks you in an exam, who is the first person who saw or achieved the favor of Lord Vishnu, from the beginning of creation, it's Lord Brahma. That's why Rishim Adyam. In this context, you know, Srila Prabhupada many times describes how Lord Brahma is our greatest acharya. From him we can learn how to perform austerities. When someone has received the gift of the human form of life, which is very, very rare, one should not waste that human form of life in only eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Because these things are available even in the animal bodies. So even after getting human body, if we are only doing these four activities, then it's like wasting the human form of life. That's why Lord Brahma is teaching that instead of running after so-called material pleasure for, you know, temporary benefit, temporary pleasure, it's better to invest this precious material human body in the spiritual goal. So that's why Lord Brahma has been called Rishim Adyam. And our sampradaya also starts from Lord Brahma. This is Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So the beginning is Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma is teaching, even as the spiritual master, how one should go about in his life. The beginning of the life should begin with the austerities, tapasya. And instead of, if someone is only running after the sense gratification of the world, then as Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, that the material sense gratification, adya eva anta tu kaunteya na teshu ramate buddha. Because the material sense pleasure is very temporary, is short-lived, it's very transient. It has beginning, adyam, and it has end. That's why, na teshu ramate buddha. If someone has higher intelligence, then he will not be entertained by the offerings of Maya. Because all the pleasures that are offered by the Maya, by this material world, are very short-lived. And they are not worth wasting our time in. Here in this regard, we see Lord Brahma is an ideal example of Guru. And Srila Prabhupada tells, if we do not choose the right Guru, then our entire destination will also be not perfect. So Srila Prabhupada stresses upon choosing the right sampradaya and choosing the right guru. Because guru is the one whom you are going to follow. If guru falls into the ditch, then of course the followers will also fall in the same ditch. That's why guru is very important. And the selection of the guru, selection of the sampradaya is very, very important. Lord Shiva, he is also stressing upon this point very, very much. While talking to Mother Parvati, he says, especially in the age of Kali, there will be so many crooks, so many rogues. In the garb of being a guru, they will mislead. They will mislead the population. Lord Shiva says, Bahava Santi Guravaha Shishya Vittopaharakaha. Durlabha sa guru loke shishya chitta puharaka. Lord Shiva is saying that especially in the age of Kali, there will be so many gurus. You will find guru as a, you know, like different pawn shops in India. You know, it's practically at every nook and corner. At every particular block, you find some pawn shop like that, there will be a guru. And Lord Shiva is saying, such, and most of them, Bahava Santi, most of those rascals will be only cheating their innocent followers for money. But then Lord Shiva says, Durlabha sa guru loke. But to find a very real, honest, bona fide spiritual master is very, very rare. Durlabha sa guru loke. The spiritual master who will enchant the mind of the disciple and surcharge that mind with Krishna consciousness. Such guru is very, very rare, as stated by Lord Shiva. In this context, our Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he tells one story in Upadesh Upakhyan. He tells that there was one time some thieves entered a house and they murdered one person. And the thieves ran, but there was one illiterate servant in the house who happened to be arrested by the police. Now the police grabbed him and the police brought him to the jail, and then he was produced in front of the judge. And the judge was Bengali, and the servant was Bengali. This was happening in Bengal. And this illiterate servant, he is thinking that if I speak like a servant, then they will think that I am, you know, just a servant and maybe I have done that murder. But I have learned some English words. So if I speak in English, maybe the judge will think that, oh, he's a sophisticated, you know, English-speaking person. Maybe he cannot commit any sin like this. So the servant decides, I will have a dialogue with the judge in English language. But the problem was that the servant only knew three words from English language. He only knew yes, yes, no, and very good. Because that's all he had heard from his masters. Now the thing is, when the judge saw the servant, and the judge asked, did you commit the murder? The servant said, yes, yes. And the judge was like, this is so easy. Like, nobody gets so easily accepts. Then he said that, was there anybody else with you? Said, no, 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 no. He only knew yes, no, and very good. The finally, the judge said, do you even know? I'm going to put you in jail for rest of your life. He said, very good, very good. And the judge was so bewildered that this person, he's happy about it. Then finally the police came and was dragging him out of the court and taking him back. Then he started crying and he started saying that, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. Then his real nature came out. Then he started speaking Bangla. He started speaking in Bengali. Oh, no, 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 please forgive me. And, you know, then he told all the story. But somehow he was pardoned. Somehow he came out of it. But in this context, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj says, with this pastime, that there will be so many parrot-like gurus or parrot-like orators of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, especially in the age of Kali, who will only memorize some verses and memorize some fancy statements and will try to fool the audience and will try to fool the disciples. And such people may get under their influence and will be misled, but one day their all this scandal will come out. And that's what we see. That's why our acharyas have been very strict. In the past, we see all entire Guru Parampara. We see our Acharyas have been very strict about how the knowledge of Krishna consciousness is preserved, and while it is being given to the next generation, it is given without any adulteration, without any mixing, or without any speculative additions into the purport of what Krishna has been speaking about. So that's why here Krishna is saying, Rishimadyam Nabadnati. Now Lord Brahma is going to start creation. And while doing this entire business, this Lord Brahma wants this confirmation and confidence from Lord Vishnu that while I am going to start this creative process, I will be tempted. I will have to be dealing with especially the mode of passion, because he is going to be progenitor. He is going to create a lot of progeny. He is going to create a lot of different senses, sense objects, and various types of, you know, sense enjoyment that Lord Brahma is going to create. So especially Lord Brahma is a little bit worried that now I have achieved the favor of Lord Vishnu. Now Lord Vishnu is standing right in front of me. So usually Lord Brahma or any usual person would say that, okay, I have achieved Lord Vishnu. Where is the plane of Vaikuntha? I want to go to Vaikuntha. But here Lord Vishnu is saying that you have a big task ahead of you. You are not out of it. Like you are not ready to board the plane yet. So that's why Lord Brahma, he asked this confidence from Lord Vishnu that I should not be affected or tempted. But here Lord Vishnu is saying that papiyam stvam rajogunaha. It will not affect you, this mode of passion. Mode of passion is very, very intense. It is the creative force. And the mode of passion actually keeps the living entities bound in the material world. The mode of passion, Rajogun, is characterized by two things. One is called Sangha. Sangha means attraction between man and woman, the sex desire. And the second one is Trishna. Trishna means the hankering that we have always to get something. Like even if there is nothing to do, they always want to do something and get something, do somewhere, like go somewhere and maybe try to enjoy something. That is called the hankering. There is always a hankering for prestige. There is hankering to gain something material, always. That hankering is born out of Rajoguna. So here, Sangha means the attraction between man and woman. And Trishna is the hankering. And we see, as Lord Brahma, as Srila Prabhupada also describes, as the day of Lord Brahma is going on, we see further in the 10th canto how Lord Brahma is bewildered by seeing the action of the internal potency. Because here, Lord Brahma has seen the four-handed form of Lord Vishnu, and he has accepted him as his Lord and Master. Now in the future, what happens is when Lord Krishna appears in Vrindavan, and Lord Krishna is performing all his pastimes, especially in Vrindavan, he is going out in the morning time with all the cowherd boys and taking all his cows. They're going far away in the pastures, and they are, you know, letting the cows free. And all the boys, they're having different plays. They're trying to mimic the birds. They're hearing coo, a cuckoo bird. And then one boy starts mimicking that coo. And then there are other different boys who see the frogs frolicking. The frogs are, you know, frolicking. They jump while they go forward. So all of the boys start to mimic that. They also start frolicking. And then Lord Brahma is watching all this because Lord Krishna, as he is performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, he already killed a big demon, the she-demon, Putana. Then further he is killing different big demons. And his glory is growing and growing to the heavenly planets. And it reached to Lord Brahma's planet. And Lord Brahma is watching that this doesn't look like the four-handed Lord Vishnu that I saw, that we are reading in today's verse. And he's having this doubt in his mind that is that the same Lord and Master that I saw at the beginning of creation? And Lord Brahma, he is bewildered and he is judging Lord Krishna. He's thinking, is that the same person? But how that four-handed Lord Vishnu, who acted so professionally with me, is acting so intimately with these cowherd boys? I am Lord Brahma. I am the first created being. And he was so formal and he was so professional with me. He only shook my hand. There was a handshake. And Srila Prabhupada says that was the first handshake in the creation. The handshake between Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu. So the dealing was formal. When Lord Brahma is watching that Krishna and the cowherd boys, they are playing around different sports and then they sit together and they are looking at each other's tiffins. And Krishna is asking, what did you bring today? And Krishna is interested more in other of his friends' tiffins than his own. And then Lord Brahma is watching that how these cowherd boys, they are dealing with each other, they are snatching food from each other's mouths. They are grabbing it and Krishna is grabbing the half-eaten sweetmeats from his cowherd friend and he's putting in his mouth. And this is all bewildering for Lord Brahma. And that's when we hear how Lord Brahma decided to test Lord Krishna. And the Brahma Vimohan Leela happened. That he came, he stole all the cowherd boys, he stole all the cows and calves. And then he took all of them back. But here Krishna understood immediately that this is the mischief of Brahma. And Krishna also expands himself in all the stolen cows, calves and cowherd boys. So Krishna was unaffected. And Krishna became all his friends. And Krishna became the cows and the calves and everything. And he went back home also. And Lord Brahma, when he thought, let me go check what is happening. This little boy Krishna must be so bewildered. He must be crying like a little baby. Saying that, oh, all my friends are gone. And now what will I do? But when Lord Brahma came back, he saw that everything, every single thing in Vrindavan was as it was. There's nothing changed. Otherwise, you can imagine right now the morning time. Imagine all the kids from Los Angeles. All the kids who have gone to their school. What if they don't come back home today? What will happen if all the kids, they don't come home? It will be a big problem. It will be a big problem in the entire city. But when Lord Brahma came back, because of the time difference, it was already 1 year had gone. And there was no difference in the entire Vrindavan. Rather, Vrindavan became more beautiful. Vrindavan looked like a much, much more beautiful. And it became more filled with love. Why? Because Krishna was previously living only in the house of Nanda Maharaj. But now, Krishna was living in each and every house, almost each and every house of Vrindavan. Previously, Krishna was being loved and cared and kissed by only Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. But now, Krishna became the child of so many parents in Vrindavan. So when Brahma came, he was bewildered. And that's the bewilderment that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in today's words. And Lord Brahma, when he got so bewildered that he afterwards started seeing Krishna, the four-handed Vishnu, Vasudeva form, in each and every cowherd boy that was present there. Because Lord Brahma was thinking that, what happened? Did I steal the wrong boys, or what exactly happened? I see all the boys that I stole. So there were two copies. And then Lord Brahma saw that actual what Krishna had done is he expanded himself into all these cowherd boys and cows and calves. And then there is different prayers that Lord Brahma surrenders to Krishna, the two-handed form. And then here Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that all such bewilderment of the pure devotees of the Lord is specifically meant for their further advancement in knowing of the Lord. That means by that bewilderment, Krishna actually gave promotion to Lord Brahma. Because previously Lord Brahma only knew the four-handed form of Lord Vishnu. And the dealings were formal. So it was like knowing Krishna in office. But then when Lord Brahma came to Vrindavan and he saw the loving, intimate relationship between Krishna and the cowherd boys, and then when he understood that my Supreme Lord, the four-handed Lord Vishnu, can also be further seen in his home, Vrindavan, then he is not formal. Then he is very loving and very intimate with all his devotees. So that's how Lord Brahma was promoted from awe and reverence to the loving, intimate relationship with Lord Krishna. So here Srila Prabhupada mentions that such bewilderment of pure devotees of the Lord is specifically meant for their further advancement in knowledge of the Lord. So sometimes Krishna puts some devotees in difficult situations, and such difficulties ultimately increase the rasa that the devotee shares with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here Prabhupada also gives the example of Arjuna. He was so bewildered because he was confused whether I should fight or not. But when he surrendered to Krishna, when he heard Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and he surrenders to Krishna, he fights, and by that fight, he becomes victorious. He gains back his kingdom. He gains back what he had lost. And at the same time, he also gains the knowledge that Krishna is not just my friend. Krishna is not just one Kshatriya. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by that, his rasa with Krishna gets more condensed. And the same we see that Srila Prabhupada also, he went through so many difficulties in his life. But all these difficulties only increased his love and his dependence on his guru and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he himself one time shared with all the disciples that one time Srila Prabhupada, while he was in the Grihastha ashram, living with his wife and his children and in the nice house, Srila Prabhupada had a dream. And in the dream, he saw a tall personality who was raising his arm. And he was telling Prabhupada that now you should take sannyas and do not worry, I will take care of everything. So when Srila Prabhupada woke up, he said that I was horrified, knowing that how will I take sannyas? I have such nice settled life and everything is running smoothly. How can I take sannyas? And then he also meditated on the dream and he understood that it's my spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that is giving me this instruction. In the past also, in the first meeting, Srila Prabhupada was given the same instruction. Srila Prabhupada, when met his spiritual master for the first time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj told Prabhupada that you young boys from India, you should share, you should preach the message of Lord Chaitanya in English language in the Western world. That was the first time Srila Prabhupada received this instruction. And Prabhupada thought, how is that possible? How can I do it? And Srila Prabhupada still kept on going about. He was constantly meditating on that instruction. And he wanted to do it one day. And Srila Prabhupada kept on moving towards this mission. And he was preparing one day that I will do it. And then one time Srila Prabhupada wrote a nice letter to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And he said that, my dear Guru Maharaj, I feel so low. I feel so fallen. When I see all your, you know, intimate disciples, you have so many sannyasi disciples, and they are taking such nice association from you. And I feel that I am just a simple grihastha, you know, somewhere far away. And I feel such a separation from you. And I do not understand what I should be doing. And that time also Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj replied that you should preach this message of Lord Krishna in English language to the Western world. And by this, you will be benefited and they will be benefited. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said by this instruction that when we are going about in this world, when we are sharing this gift of Krishna consciousness with the others in the world, by this we are also getting benefited and they are also getting benefited. So Srila Prabhupada received, that was the second time. And that time Srila Prabhupada decided that I am going to surrender myself to fulfill this instruction of my spiritual master. Because by this instruction, definitely we are going back to Godhead, but at the same time we are taking so many others also with us. Just like in the Himalayas, the Ganges are, you know, starting in the Gangotri in the Himalayas. And the Mother Ganga, the river, flows through so many villages, through so many different parts of India. And it goes ultimately to meet the ocean. So the aim of the Ganges is ultimately to meet the ocean. But while doing so, the Ganges are also benefiting each and every one that comes in contact with her. Similarly, when we are sharing this knowledge of Krishna consciousness that we have received from Srila Prabhupada, while we are sharing this knowledge with others, just like Ganges, we are benefiting them, and at the same time we are on our way back home, back to Godhead. In this case, our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gives very similar example. He says, when a lady, she is walking to meet her beloved. She is very nicely dressed and she has put on nice perfume. And she is going in the street, in the market, and she is going towards her beloved. But while going, her perfume and her nice fragrance, she is spreading to everyone. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, just like that, when we have the fragrance of love of Krishna, when we have that fragrance within our heart, then knowingly or unknowingly, the great devotee, while he is walking on the surface of this earth, he is benefiting and spreading that fragrance of Krishna consciousness to each and everyone around. So that is the way we should always go about in Krishna consciousness. As given to us by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Anybody has a burning question? Anybody from the new members we can take? Otherwise we'll stop. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Also maybe